From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour with unemployment benefits. The House of Representatives voted this afternoon to extend benefits to out-of-work Americans for 6 months, but the measure is stalled in the Senate in a fight over deficits. Since that fight began around Memorial Day, more than a million people have had their unemployment checks cut off. And NPR's David Wellner reports that the stall will continue as Congress leaves town for the holiday recess.
Benefits for the unemployed have been extended in both Democratic and Republican administrations, and almost always it's been emergency spending that added to budget deficits. But congressional Republicans are now insisting any extension be paid for. House Democrat John Lewis of Georgia challenged Republicans today to tell that to those losing their benefits.
Tell them as they swallow their pride that you don't care, that you don't have a heart, that you don't have any feeling. Explain to them why you voted yes for war funding and yes for tax break for the rich, but no for hardworking Americans who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own. It is wrong, just plain wrong.
Michigan Republican Dave Camp blamed the expiration of jobless benefits on Democrats, who refused to cut $34 billion worth of spending elsewhere to pay for the extension.
I support, and Republicans have supported, extending unemployment benefits. But we must not do so at a cost to the deficit, to the economy, and to future generations.
The House easily passed the six-month extension, though only 29 Republicans voted for it. North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox, who voted no, accused Democrats of trying to score political points.
But this bill's going nowhere, and they know it. They want to be able to go home and say, we voted to extend unemployment benefits, and that Republicans voted no.
Senate Democrats did leave town last night after failing to break a GOP filibuster of the unemployment bill. While acknowledging that, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House acted today for the jobless.
I would hope to offer them some hope that when we come back, we will pass that. They lost by one vote. There will be one more vote in the Senate that I think will be supportive of it.
The body of the man whose vote might have made a big difference last night was carried into the Senate chamber today by an honor guard.
Ready. Step.
The death of West Virginia's Robert Byrd earlier this week is what left fellow Democrats a vote short last night. One Democrat, Nebraska's Ben Nelson, joined the GOP filibuster, and just two Republicans, both from Maine, voted to break it. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin is expected to appoint another Democrat soon to replace Byrd. That might end the logjam holding up jobless benefits. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.